White Owl Cigar. White Owl makes the patiently aged tobacco with absolute flavor and mildness. Remember, you get a lot more from a White Owl than just smoke.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Coleman, along with the Scooter, Phil Rizzuto, and Frank Metzger, welcoming you to New York Yankee baseball. And the Yankees, I don't have to tell you, have been red hot. Yesterday, they won their ninth straight, their longest winning streak since 1964, when they put together 11 in a row. It'll be Fritz Peterson, a left-hander for the Yankees, and a veteran right-hander, Camilo Pasquale, going for the Senators as the Yankees shoot for a sweep of the four games. They won the twinighter on Friday night. They won again yesterday. And Peterson has a chance to move the Yankees streak to 10 in a row and a sweep over the Senators this afternoon. Before the action got underway and before we came upstairs, we were talking to Nellie Fox, the ex-grade second baseman, former most valuable player in the American League, about this New York Yankee ball club, and here's that interview.
Nellie, the Yankees are in the middle of a nine-game winning streak. What about this ball club? They're right now tied for third place. What's making them tick?
Well, Jerry, I think it all comes right down to pitching. Your pitching has been great against our ball club. Bonson's done a good job against us. Stoudemire's done a good job. And Fritz Peterson's done a whale of a job. And then just yesterday, Downing came out and shut our ball club. Didn't shut us out, but beat our ball club. And, of course, you're getting hits when they count, and you're not getting that many hits, but you're getting hits with men on base. And that's what it takes to win ball games.
There's been some report around by many people. The feeling is that Roy White is one of the finest left fielders the Yankees have had in some time. What's your opinion of this fine ball player?
Of course, we only see him, you know, here and there, but White has played real good against our ball club. He's got a lot of big hits against us. He's hit a couple home runs to beat us a ball game, and he looked real good against our ball club.
Let's shift back to the pitching just a little bit and talk about Stoudemire, Bonson, Downing, and Peterson. How do you compare these four pitchers?
Well, Stoudemire makes you hit his pitch. He gets the ball down. He keeps the ball down. He makes you hit that ball. And when you do hit it good, one game in New York, I think we got 11 hits off of him, but he still had five runs. And when he had to make the good pitch, he got the pitch down and made us go after a bad pitch. He's the kind of a pitcher that's going to win you 15, 20 ball games on any given year.
And Stan Bonson?
Bonson, we've only seen a couple of times, but he's very impressive.
Okay, Nellie Fox, thank you so much, and good luck to you and the Senators.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Nellie Fox, one of the veteran second basemen in the American League for so many years. Right now, here at D.C. Stadium, the people are standing as we get ready for our national anthem. Absolutely perfect here at D.C. Stadium. Clear skies, a few high scattered clouds, weather expected to be about in the mid-80s. We'll be ready to go here very shortly. The Yankees tied with the Boston Red Sox for third place in the American League. How do you like that? They've got a record of 79 wins, 70 losses, the same as the Red Sox. In fifth place, the Indians, only a half a game behind the Yankees in Boston. Their record, 80 wins, 72 losses. So the Yankees and the Red Sox have lost two fewer ball games.
Camilo Pascual getting ready to start this final game between the Yankees and the Senators this season. We'll take a look at the Yankees starting lineup. Horace Clark at second base leading off. Tommy Tresh at short, batting second. Mantle at first base hitting third. White batting cleanup, playing left. Pepitone at center hitting fifth. Robinson in right field batting sixth. Mike Ferraro, who tied a major league record yesterday, most assists by a third baseman. He had 11 of them. Ferraro at third, batting seventh. Ellie Rodriguez doing the catching. Jake Gibbs has a slightly injured knee, not too serious. Rodriguez behind the plate. Fritz Peterson pitching and batting ninth. For the Washington Senators, Dell Unser will be in center leading off. Tim Cullen at second base, batting second. Brant Allier, the boy from Passaic, New Jersey, in right field. He'll bat third. Frank Howard will hit cleanup and play first base. Ken McMullen at third, batting fifth. Cap Peterson in left field, batting sixth. Paul Casanova behind the plate. He'll hit seventh. Hitting eighth and playing shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Doing the pitching and batting ninth, Camilo Pascual. Ready to go here. Final game of the year between these two ball clubs. Yankees 7-2 at home, 6-2 here in Washington. Horace Clark batting at 228. Waiting. The first pitch is right in there, and we're underway. Strike one. John Flaherty, the umpire behind the plate. Bob Stewart at first. Lou DeMuro at second. Marty Springstead at third. The pitch to Clark, a check swing bouncer toward the pitcher, Pascual, moving over toward first, has it. And Clark is out of there. One up and one down. Right now, it's New York Yankee baseball. We pause for station identification.
Hi, this is Jerry Ducey. Join me weeknights for my telephone talk show here at 810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady.
Horace Clark was backed away from a high, tight fastball, and the ball hit his bat and dribbled out to the pitcher, and he's out of there. And right now it's Tommy Tresh who attempts a bunt and takes it around the neck. Ball one. The last two pitches by Pascual, high and tight to Clark and to Tresh. Ball game just getting underway. No score. One out, nobody on. Fresh from the left side waiting. Pascual again. The changeup is on the corner. 1-1. Camilo Pascual, 3-0 against the Yankees this year. And the Senators have only beaten the Yankees four times. So Pascual owns three of those wins. The big curveball that misses high. And two balls, one strike to Tommy Tresh. Camilo Pascual, 20-25 lifetime against the Yankees. Started here with the old Senators, went to Minnesota with them, and then back to Washington again. Foul back on the screen by Tommy on a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Pascual on the year is 12-11. Got 169 major league wins. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Pascual has the most wins of any pitcher in the American League still active. Third ball is in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes, one away. What a day for baseball yesterday. The Yankees winning their ninth in a row. Dennis McLain coming up with his 30th. First time since Dizzy Dean did it in 1934 to see a 30-game winner around. Payoff pitch. Tresh fouls it back. Count holds. Three balls, two strikes. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Tommy batting 205, 11 home runs, 51 RBIs. Tresh slightly close, stands waiting as Pascual comes into the windup. Change up curveball, bounce to first. Howard has it on a big hop. Flips to Pascual, two down. Frank Howard playing at first base. Mickey Mantle coming on now. Mantle batting at 232 with 16 home runs and 51 RBI. McGee playing in his 133rd ball game this year. When he went into the season, he was talking about maybe playing 100 games. Mantle has been up 401 times officially. Mantle from the left side. Waiting as Pascual fires way outside, ball one. Mickey has an even 100 base on balls. So those 401 at-bats really are 501, including sacrifices and hit by pitch balls. The 1-0 pitch to Mantle. Changeup is in there. One ball and one strike. No action in either the American or the National as yet. Only game underway as of the moment. Camilo Pascual. Long look at his catcher. He's got it. The 1-1 pitch to Mickey. It's low. Two balls and one strike. Pascual joined the Senators in 1954. 15th year in the big time. That year he was 4-7. The next year, 2-12. But he had some big years a little bit later. 220 game years. 62 and 63. 2-1 pitch to Mickey. Outside, 3-1. Pascual running the count to 3-2 on Tresh. Now he's 3-1 on Mantle. Whitey Ford coaching at first for the Yankees. And Frank Crosetti at third base. Ralph Houck, as of game time, had not joined the Yankees. High pop coming back, 3-2 to Mickey. Ralph Houck, who is in Lawrence, Kansas, to attend the funeral of his mother. There was some thought that he might rejoin the Yankees today, but as of game time, he was not with the Yankees, and it appears now as though he'll pick the Yankees up in Detroit tomorrow night. Three balls, two strikes. Camilo Pascual facing Mickey Mantle. Two outs. The pitch by Camilo on the way. Mickey takes it inside. Ball four. And that's 101 on the season for Mickey. 101st base on ball. Roy White stepping in. What a year this guy's had. In 147 ball games, he leads the Yankees in just about every offensive department. Hits 148, doubles 19, triples 7, home runs 17, RBI 60. He's got 20 stolen bases, which leads the Yankees. Best batting average at 276. Mantle moving off first. The pitch to White is low, ball one. And Roy White has made only one error this year. Quite a tribute to this youngster. Mantle moving off again as Pascual delivers and White takes low, 2-0. In 18 years with the Yankees, Mantle has received over 100 base on balls in 10 of those years. Pascual walking off the mound, back on the grass, rubbing up the ball. Second baseman Tim Cullen is playing back on the grass with Roy White. That infield is hard, but nevertheless, if White hits a high chopper toward him, he'll have a lot of trouble throwing him out. White with a good speed. Pascual sets. Here's the pitch. White hits it high in the air. Short center. Coming on fast, Del Unger calling for it. He's got it and the side is retired. For the Yankees, no runs, no hits, no senator errors, one man left. The score after a half inning of play, Yanks nothing, Senators coming to bat.
Will the White Owl girl please report to the press box?
How'd you know I was here?
Easy. You're always where the men are. There are lots of men out here today, right?
Right. You got me in the middle of my adding.
Adding?
Just for fun, I was counting the men smoking White Owl cigars.
And how'd you come out?
I lost count. There are so many. I spot some Rangers, a bunch of New Yorkers, hundreds of Invincibles.
You need a White Owl scoreboard.
Even without one, I can tell it's a White Owl crowd. Because men love that White Owl tobacco. It's slow-aged, mellowed to build up the mild taste. And no matter which White Owl shape a man picks, he's sure of a smooth smoke right down to the last pitch.
That's a pretty good pitch you're making yourself.
It's true. Every time I see a man light up a White Owl, I know he's going to enjoy himself. I know he's going to discover why they say you get a lot more from a White Owl than just smoke.
Moving into the last of the first inning, it'll be Del Unger, Tim Cullen, Brant Allier for the Senators. Defensively for the Yankees, Rodriguez doing the catching. Mantle at first, Clark at second, Fresh at short, Mike Ferraro at third. Outfield and left is White, Pepitone in center, Robinson in right. Fritz Peterson. The left-hander, ready into the windup, delivers, and Unger takes strike one. Del Unger batting 231, one home run, 26 RBIs. Peterson going for his 12th win of the year. He's 11-9, 1-0 against Washington this year, 4-2 lifetime. There's a ground ball to the shortstop, Tommy Trash, who's got it on a big hop to Mickey. One up and one down. Peterson has won his last five starts, and four of them being complete ball games, two of them shutouts. Fritz has allowed only two earned runs in his last 44 innings pitched during this streak. Yankees have had fantastic pitching, as you heard the comment of Nellie Fox just before we got underway. Tim Cullen, the second baseman, batting from the right side, moving in. Cullen takes a curve right in there, strike one. Cullen hitting at 236, two home runs, 28 RBIs. What a day. Perfect weather. No wind down here, but no humidity either. Makes it nice. Slider just missed inside. One ball, one strike to Timmy Cullen as he checks his third base coach, Bobby Hoffman. Nellie Fox coaching at first. Peterson checking his catcher, Ellie Rodriguez, has the sign. 1-1 delivery to Cullen. Curve ball hit foul down the left side. Right after this ball game, the Yankees head for Detroit for three big ones, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday evenings. None of those games will be televised. You can hear all of them right here on the local stations and particularly on the flagship station out of New York, WHN 1050 on your dial. Cullen, slightly closed stance, chokes up a little. Peterson now has a little trouble getting together with Ellie Rodriguez on the signs. Steps off the rubber, back on again, getting it. Nods his head once, twice, looks down. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Cullen. Well hit to the shortstop, Fresh. He's got it. A line drive. right on the button, but Tommy was there. Two up, two down. Incidentally, this program, brought to you in cooperation with Sports Network, is authorized under rights granted by the New York Yankees solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the New York Yankees is prohibited. Brad Allier stepping in. Young right-hander with power, hitting 281. Swings and misses at a curve, strike one. Allier with five home runs, 17 RBIs. Allier has had himself a very fine year. Allier waiting. On the ground, a Ferraro at third. Long throw is in time to Mantle. Side is retired. Three up, three down. After one full inning of play, Yankees nothing and the Senators nothing.
Tracy Gardner?
That's right, go ahead.
Barry Newman calling. Well, Tracy, I understand that you're the captain of the fishing vessel. Exactly where are you now?
I'm about 4 miles off of Fort Lauderdale.
Now, what kind of fish do you catch down there?
Oh, we've got a real variety. We catch dolphins, barracudas, we catch a few sharks. Put anything you want, go ahead.
Tracy, you drink Sanka coffee, right?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, how does it taste?
Good. I like it very much. Go ahead.
Well, Tracy, listen, if I ever get down to Fort Lauderdale, you're going to have to take me out there on your boat.
If you come down, I'll be glad to take you fishing. I'll also feed you some Sanka coffee.
Okay, Trace. Thanks very, very much, and it was really great talking to you.
Roger. Miami Marine Operator, the El Prado 2WG-7079. I'm through operator, and thank you.
Sanka. It's got the taste Tracy Gardner likes. Today's taste of Sanka coffee, rich enough for any man, and it's still 97% caffeine-free. Instant, ground, and freeze-dried. Sanka. Don't let the name fool you.
In the second inning, Joe Pepitone, Bill Robinson, Mike Ferraro. The Yankees going head-to-head against their competition for third place, with the exception of the three games in Detroit. The rest of the season is Boston and Cleveland. Five more dates at home, three on the road. That's after the Detroit series. Joe Pepitone waiting right now. Camilo Pasquale, veteran right-hander, into the windup. Curve ball is in there for a strike. Pepitone hitting at 243 with 14 home runs and 53 RBIs. Pasquale, born in Havana, Cuba, 1934. There's a foul just off in front of us here. No balls and two strikes. Pasquale, 34 years old, 6 feet, 185 pounds. Now makes his home in Miami, Florida. When Pasquale was pitching for the Minnesota Twins, he lived in Minnesota, but now that he is with the Senator, he has moved to Miami. Many Cubans, of course, who have come over from Cuba, living in the Miami area. Pepitone waiting. The two-strike pitch to Pasquale. Curve misses. One ball and two strikes. Dennis McLean yesterday with that 30th win has some great comments, and if you have a sporting page around, you ought to read some of them. Denny, an outspoken guy, and he stands to be one of the real colorful guys in baseball for the next few years. The 1-2 pitch, well hit to Cullen at second. He makes a nice play. Flips over to Howard in time to get Pepitone. That ball was hit low and hard. One hop looked like it might get by Cullen, and he just got his glove on it. One away, Pepitone robbed of what looked like a base hit. Here's Bill Robinson, batting 240, five home runs, 35 RBIs. Robbie also has 15 doubles and six triples. Chokes up a little from the right side. Pop Squirrel, the Yankee killer for the Senators this year, throws a slider that misses ball one. Yankees are 13-4 with Washington. They'd like to make it 14-4 and keep that winning streak going. 9 in a row, shooting for 10. Ground ball foul past Grissetti on the third side. 1-1. With the action getting underway today, the magic number for Detroit is 3. That means any combination of Detroit wins or Oriole losses, and the Tigers have their first flag in 23 years. Last time, Steve O'Neill led the Tigers to a pennant in 1945. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Robinson high in the air. Center field. Dellinger drifting in easily, waiting. Two outs. Mike Ferraro, the third baseman. Tied a major league record for most assists for a third baseman yesterday, and the man that he tied is his counterpart in this game, Ken McMullen. 11 assists. Ferraro batting 145. He's 10 for 69. Waiting as Pasquale fires high and tight, ball one. Ferraro was sitting home in Kingston, New York when Bobby Cox pulled a ribcage muscle and then was pressed into action in a hurry. There's a high drive left field, way back near the fence, at the fence, the left fielder Peterson, he's got it. That ball was hit a little too high to get out of here. It was way up there and through the barrier. Ferraro is out to retire the Yankees here in the second, and the score after 1.5. Yanks nothing. Washington coming to bat.
Imagine yourself the proud owner of a sporty new Camaro or a luxurious mink jacket or a color TV. Imagining won't do it, but playing might. Playing Atlantic's On the Go might just make your dreams come true. As you probably know by now, Atlantic is giving away lots of great prizes and cash, including Camaros, mink jackets, color TVs, Polaroid cameras, even cash up to $1,000. Just drive in at any participating Atlantic station and pick up a free on-the-go coupon. No purchase is necessary. Pick up another coupon each time you stop by. Any licensed driver can play, except where prohibited by law. Just match any one of the four sides to another on-the-go coupon and claim your prize. But remember, the more coupons you collect, the more chances you have to take home a new Camaro, $1,000 in cash, or one of the other big prizes. So start collecting coupons now and be a winner playing On the Go at your participating Atlantic station.
The hand you hear is for Frank Howard. Home run king in the major leagues this year. He's got 42 of them. 102 RBI. And he is trailing Ken Harrelson of the Boston Red Sox by 4 RBI. Incidentally, Carl Yastrzemski with that 1-for-2 yesterday has moved his average back to an even 300. He's the only American leaguer to be at the 300 level. Frank Howard, who has not hit a home run off the Yankee pitching this year, standing in there. No score as we go into the bottom of the second. Peterson's first pitch has hit the center. Pepitone on the run, way back there. He can't get it off the wall. Frank Howard on two bad ankles with a stand-up double. Oh, did he hit that ball? It just took off. Pepitone appeared as though he might get to it, and then suddenly you could see it carry, and it hits the base of the fence to the right of the 410 mark. First hit of the ball game, a booming double to center field. Ken McMullen now. 19 home runs, a .247 average. Incidentally, Howard was batting .273 before that booming double. The high changeup, he really got the wood on it. Howard at second, nobody out. McMullen takes high, ball one. Frank Howard has tendonitis in his left ankle, and he's been taking cortisone shots for it. His right ankle has been injured for a few weeks from a foul tip. Big guy the other night on Friday night in the second game as a pinch hitter got a base hit and almost didn't make it to first base. McMullen high in the air, straightaway center. Frank Howard is tagging up. Pepitone watching for him under it. Howard's going to try. Here's the throw. He's digging and he makes it. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, he had all he could do to get over there. Now he asked for time by the third base umpire, Marty Springstead. Pepitone's throw was good, but he was deep, almost to the fence. Frank Howard tagging up an important play, putting a runner at third with one away and the batter, Cap Peterson. Ken McMullen won't get credit for a sacrifice, but it turns out to be just about the same. Cap Peterson batting at 191. Peterson now into his windup. Howard moving off third. The pitch to Cap Peterson is low. Ball one. Peterson to Peterson. Cap Peterson. Two homers, 16 RBIs, a couple of stolen bases. He's changed his stance since he came up with the Senators last year. Waiting now as Fritz Peterson delivers. Fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Cap Peterson used to have a closed stance so that if you ran a line between his back foot and his front foot, it pointed right to the right fielder, and he was also on the toe of his back foot. Now he has a straightaway stance. The line would run directly through the pitcher's mound from the back foot through the front foot, and he is also flat-footed on that back foot instead of on the toe as he was before. He's waiting. The 1-1 pitch is low. Nice block by Ellie Rodriguez. Two balls and a strike. Paul Casanova, the scheduled next hitter. Senators are threatening here in the bottom of the second. No score. Frank Howard at third base. He got the big double, went to third on a fly ball to Pepitone. And now Cap Peterson up there against Fritz Peterson. The Yankees have swept the first three. Fritz getting the sign from Rodriguez. Delivers. Fouled at the plate, off the foot of Cap Peterson, left foot. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two the count. Yankee infield halfway. Clark at second, Tresh at short. Have moved in. Ferraro about the same at third, and Mantle the same at first. In other words, unless the ball is hit very slowly, Frank Howard may not be able to score. He's not fast. 2-2 pitch. Peterson waiting on the ground. Ferraro has it, and Howard has to hold it third. The throw goes over to Mickey. Two it down. A big play and a big pitch by Fritz Peterson, retiring Cap Peterson. Frank Howard remaining at third base. Paul Casanova, who's had a rugged season with that bat. He's hitting only 191, four home runs and 25 RBIs. Casanova, an all-star catcher last year, was sent to the minor leagues, and there was a lot of howling by Casanova when he left. He was mad. Can't say as I blame him. Peterson to Casanova, high chopper, Trash has it on the big hop. The flip is the first, and the Yankees get out of it. For the Senators, no runs and one hit, the leadoff double by Howard. One man left. The score after two full innings of play, Yanks nothing and Washington nothing.
If you're shopping for a new car, it's that time of year again. Everybody's making noise. Everybody's making deals. But is everybody making sense? Look, if it takes a noisy price cut to make a car attractive, what does that say about the car? Sales figures show that Chevrolet is attractive all year long. It's the car more people buy all year, every year. And that says plenty about the car. Which is not to say we're above saving you some money. You'll find real year-end savings on all Chevrolets right now, with special savings on certain models with V8 engines, automatic transmissions, and power steering. So, if you want to get away from the noise, get into a new Chevrolet. The sooner, the quieter.
In the third inning, it'll be Ellie Rodriguez, Fritz Peterson, Horace Clark coming up against Milo Pasquale. We've got a scoreless ball game. Rodriguez, called up from Syracuse, is playing in this game today because Frank Fernandez is doing service duty. Rodriguez, batting 150, he's 3 for 20, no extra base hits and no RBIs. Hit 291 at Syracuse. Been bothered with a split finger. That doesn't help your batting average or your playing at all. Camilo Pasquale into the windup. Fires and Rodriguez takes strike one. You missed it earlier. Jake Gibbs isn't playing because he's got a slightly bothersome knee. Nothing serious, but it acts up on him every now and then. The one strike pitch. Rodriguez dribbles one to Frank Presetti in the coaching box at third. Old Frank gives the ball a once-over and then says, hey, ump, take a look at this one. Those third base coaches. And it's no good. As John Flaherty says, Frank Presetti is right. The ball goes out of the game. Little spots develop on a ball. And unless you examine it closely, you can't see it. And for the experienced pitcher, like a Pasquale, oh, baby, you get a little scuff on a ball. And by holding it the right way and using that spin, they can make a dance. Or even if you just throw a fastball, if it's held the right way, it'll sail, sink. A lot of tricks to pitching, and experienced pitchers take advantage of all of them. Here's a two-strike pitch to Rodriguez. Hit the right field in the air. Brad Allier, right there, one out. How many of you people have played with a scuffed ball, you know, in a schoolyard or something like that, a regular hard ball, and you know how it really gets scuffed, and then throw a curveball? That thing will break for 4 days because of all the friction working against the scuffing on the ball. One out. Fritz Peterson stepping in. Fritz batting .094, takes low, ball one. Now let's pause for station identification.
Join me, Harry Downey, weekdays 10 to 11:30 a.m. here on WGY 810 on your dial, Schenectady.
Well, we had moved away. Pasquale fired another one in there. That one was high. It's one ball, one strike. Peterson standing in there. One down. Nobody on. No score. Third inning. Fritz fouls this one back. One ball, two strikes. Quiet crowd here. Beautiful day. Kind of a lazy, sunny, summery day without all the heat and humidity that you get so often in this area. I think Washington and Baltimore, when it comes to humidity, it's as tough as any place in the country. The 1-2 pitch. Fritz takes it inside, 2-2. In particular, in this ballpark, if you played a lot of day baseball here, hardly a breath of air gets here because the stands completely encircle the field. In fact, the seats encircle the field in the upper deck. And very little wind gets down here. 2-2 pitch. Peterson well hit to the shortstop Brinkman. That ball was on a line. Camilo Pascual has not given up a base hit, and Fritz has given up only one, the double to Frank Howard. Yankees have had only one base runner. That was Mantle in the first inning with a base on balls. Here's the leadoff man, Horace Clark. Tapped back to Pascual on a check swing in the first. Camilo ready. Delivers, drilled hard and foul. Ooh-wee. Strike one. Pascual checking Gibbs, or rather Clark, once again. Fires, the changeup is high. One ball, one strike. Camilo Pascual, with over 2,000 strikeouts. Only 20 men have done that in baseball history. Strike to Horace Clark, one ball, two strikes. Pascual came into the season with 1,991 major league strikeouts. He delivers and Clark fouls it off in front of him. Count holds, one ball and two strikes. Camilo already this year has 100 strikeouts. He's got none in this game, so he's moved that record to 2,091. Only 20 men in baseball history have struck out over 2,000 batters, and Pascual is one of them. The 1-2 pitch. In the air, behind the shortstop, left field, coming on. Peterson, he's under it, he's got it. Three up and three down for the Yankees, and the score after 2.5. Yankees nothing, Washington nothing.
How would you like to win a new Chevrolet Camaro or up to $1,000 in cash just by playing Atlantic's On the Go? Great feeling? Oh, you bet. Ask John Farnham of Jordan, New York. Armand Amel of Saranac Lake, New York. Mrs. A. Gareffa of Madison, New York. Ernest Schiff of Union, New Jersey. Doris Sweet of Endwell, New York. Isabel Myland of Buffalo. And there are thousands of winners of mink jackets, Polaroid cameras, transistor radios, wristwatches, and blenders. Other winners? Stephen T. Maris of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Norman J. Siegfried of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Nelson A. Barber of Willard, New York. There are still thousands of prizes to be won, so play On the Go at any participating Atlantic station. Except where prohibited by law, any licensed drivers can play. And you don't have to buy a thing. So play today and join our list of happy winners.
Going into the last of the third, Ed Brinkman, Camilo Pascual, and Del Unger will go up against Fritz Peterson. Incidentally, the Yankee pitching staff has hurled 8 complete games during this 9-game streak. The only relief pitching used was during the streak was McDaniel on September the 10th, first game against Chicago. He relieved Al Downing and became the winning pitcher. That was when Charlie Smith hit the home run to give it to the Yankees 2-1. And the Yankees have had 6 complete ball games pitched in the last 6 outings. Strike one is a count on Ed Brinkman. Brinkman batting 188. Right-hand batter with a good glove, but not too much bat. 3 doubles, no triples, no homers, 6 RBIs. Got 34 hits and 181 at-bats, and he's played only 72 games before this one. The one-strike pitch on the way to Brinkman. It's a one-hopper. Peterson has it.
A quick one. He got it, too. Would have hit him right in the stomach if he didn't catch it. One away. And the batter, Camilo Pascual, who in his younger days was one of the best hitting pitchers in baseball. This year, he's batting 186. No extra base hits and five RBIs. Pascual, as I recall, a couple of years batted over 300 as a pitcher. He had some big seasons with that bat. First pitch to Camilo is popped up right side, and laying for it is Bill Robinson, the right fielder for the Yankees. Under it, he's got it. Ball wasn't hit very deep at all. Robbie was way in, and he was right in the right spot. Two down. Here's Dell Unser. Only one hit in the ball game. The double by Frank Howard. Unser bounced to short in the first. We're in the last of the third. If we have any action to bring you up to date on, we'll do it right after this half inning. At least tell you who's playing where. I understand the ticker tape is on the blink, so we may have very few scores for you. Nothing on the board either. There's a strike right in there to Unser. No balls and a strike. Western Union does a fine job throughout the year, but every now and then when that ticker goes on the blink, all of Major League Baseball is in an uproar because we can't get scores of other games. No balls and two strikes. All of Major League Baseball is in an uproar because we can't get scores of other games. No balls and two strikes. Curveball right in there to Unser. Unser has been in a slump. He came into Yankee Stadium about a week ago with the Senators, batting at 250. He's now at 230. Dropped off 20 points. Curve is way outside. One and two. Unser, in his rookie year in the big leagues, has played only, before this one, a year and a half of pro ball. Both of them with York in the Eastern League. A half a year in 66 and a full year in 67. And now this is his third year in baseball and only his second full year. The 1-2 pitch into left field. Moving over there, Pepitone. He was laying form, playing beautifully. Got that ball in left field in the gap, chasing off Roy White to make the catch. Three up and three down. The score after three full innings of play, Yanks nothing and the Senators nothing. Well, what we can do is give you the action that will be taking place this afternoon. Oakland failed to score in the top of the first inning. They're playing Detroit. In Detroit, Krause against Lolich. The Tigers, their magic number three. Any combination of Detroit wins or Oriole losses. And the Tigers have their first pennant in 23 years. The last one was 1945. Minnesota at Boston. Baltimore at Cleveland. California at Chicago. In the National League, Pittsburgh at New York. The Braves are in Los Angeles. Chicago's at Philadelphia. Cincinnati at San Francisco. St. Louis at Houston. The Yankees will be watching very closely the game between the Orioles and the Indians and the game between Minnesota and Boston. Not to mention the Oakland A's, because they are not out of it completely. Oakland is trailing Cleveland by three, and the Red Sox and the Yankees by 3.5. Camilo Pascual gets ready as we go into the fourth inning. No score in the game. It'll be Tommy Tresh, Mickey Mantle, and Roy White. Incidentally, the 9-game winning streak by the Yankees ties the longest winning streak in the major leagues this year. Detroit had it, or still has it. They're tied with the Yankees in the American, and the Cardinals own it in the National League.
The Yankees, since August the 12th, are 28-10. That's the best baseball being played in the major leagues. Coming down the wire in a rush. Curveball to Tresh is in the dirt. Ball one. Camilo Pascual getting the sign from his catcher. Ready again. Tresh drills one hard over Howard's head down the line and right. He's around first and holds on. Allie was over there and made a fine throw to the shortstop Brinkman. First base hit for the Yankees. A line single by Tresh over Howard's head. When you get it over his head, it's got to be there. Mickey Mantle getting the cheers that he gets so often. Moving in, Mantle walked in the first inning. Mantle still in search of that elusive 535th home run. You saw the papers yesterday. Willie Mays had a pair. He's at 585. He's only 15 shy of his personal goal of 600. He'll make that easily. Not this year, certainly, but I would presume next year. Pascual to Mantle. Curve outside. Ball one. Camilo Pascual, a very lucky guy. Back in 1965, he had a muscle that became loose behind his right shoulder and rolled up like a window shade does. They had to pull it down and refasten it. Mantle, left side, in the air. If it's fair, it may be some trouble. Peterson after it. That ball drops fair. Tresh will score. The ball gets by Peterson. Mantle around second, then goes back. The Yankees lead 1-0. An opposite field double for Mickey Mantle. Peterson, the left fielder, was playing in the gap in left center and deep, and that ball landed down the line and left about 2 feet fair, and then got by Peterson as he ran after it, and that gave Tresh a chance to score. Mantle gets credit for an RBI, and for Mickey, his 52nd of the year. For Mantle, his 13th double of the year. The Yankees out in front, 1-0. Here's Roy White. Nobody out, Mantle at second. Single by Tresh, a bloop double by Mantle. The Yankees lead 1-0. Pascual to White. He takes it, strike one. Roy White. Switch hitter, of course, as our Clark, Tresh, Mantle, first four hitters in the Yankee lineup, all switch hitters. Pascual to White, swings and misses on a big curve. No balls and two strikes. That was a big pitch for Pascual. Camilo using all the guile and wisdom that he's got at his command right now to try to get out of a tough spot. He's trailing 1-0 in the fourth inning. He sets the pitch to White. Curve is outside. One ball, two strikes. Pascual, unless he has to, will not try to come in with a fastball to the hitter. He's using breaking pitches, sliders, curves, and changeups. Four strikes, and then he'll spot that fastball every now and then. But he tries to stay off the plate if he can. Or if he thinks he's got the hitter set up, try to slip one by him. Let's see if he tries it with White. Throwing breaking pitches to him in the first three. The 1-2 pitch coming up as Pascual sets. Here it is. Curveball in the dirt. Nice play by Casanova. 2-2. On deck, Joe Pepitone. Yankees breaking the ice in this ball game in the top of the fourth. Single by Tresh, double by Mantle, and they lead 1-0. defense shifted hard to the right side with White up there. He'll be trying to pull the ball to get Mantle to third if he can. 2-2 pitch on the way by Pasquale. Curveball is fouled. Count holds 2-2, and there's a case of Pasquale trying to strike White out. He threw him the pitch that would be perfect to pull and move Mantle to third. He was going to try to get White to hit the other way, try to get a fastball or a tail away on the outside, but he threw him that curveball breaking into him, a natural pitch to pull. But Pasquale thinking, if I can strike this guy out, that can be the best play for me right now. It's a hard breaking overhand curve. And White just got a piece of it. Let's see how Camilo works now. He's thrown five successive breaking pitches. 2-2 delivery. There's a fastball inside. White got to it. It's in the air. Allier's under it, and Mantle holds at second base. The ball was not hit very deep. And there you see Pasquale feeding White the curveballs and then jamming him at the belt with a fastball. Roy got around on it, but didn't get the good wood to it. Mantle holds at second. Here's Pepitone. Mantle, who's driven in the only run, standing at second base, one away. Here's Joe Pepitone, who bounced to second in the second. Outfield shifts to the right a little. Right side of the center infield, deep, and playing Pepitone to pull. Pitch by Pasquale. Curveball is low, ball one. You got to be careful when you feed a steady diet of breaking pitches to hitters. After a while, they'll lay for one. So Pasquale, who's been around a while, he'll know when he'll have to move that ball and go to the fastball or a hard slider. The 1-0 pitch. There's a changeup hit high in the air, not too deep. It's going to drop. Then Mantle will come in. Oh, baby, that ball was up there a long time. Grant Allier didn't get a good jump on it. It dropped for a base hit. The Yankees lead 2-0. Joe Pepitone driving in his 54th run of the year. The Yankees lead 2-0, and that'll bring up Bill Robinson. Mantle never hesitated. He knew exactly where everybody was. He knew the defensive skills of the outfielders. Grant Allier's not very fast. Didn't get a good jump on the ball. It dropped in there. Mantle knew it immediately and took off. Third hit off Pasquale. Bill Robinson now stepping in. Robbie fly to center field in the second. Yankees leading 2-0, top of the fourth. Trying to sweep the four-game set. If they win this one, it'll be 8 straight over the Senators. They've won 7 in a row off Washington, and in the last 2 series, 6 straight. Pasquale sets, throws to first again, and Pepitone is back. Joe has 8 stolen bases, although you don't really consider him a running threat, but he's a big guy and moves along quicker than you think. Pasquale to Robinson on a hit and run, fouls it off. Pepe was moving, and Pasquale read that beautifully. He knew something was up and flipped over there to get Pepitone and keep him on, and the hit and run was on. I'm almost surprised the pitch out wasn't on. We're getting no other scores from the other games, and there's nothing we can do about it. And just hope the Western Union gets straightened out and gets it fixed. There's Pepitone back again on another throw over there. No balls and a strike. As soon as they start clicking through, we'll bring you up to date on all the other actions. Robbie takes a curve outside. One ball, one strike. This season started rather sour for Robinson, but it's finishing up in a flourish, a blaze of glory. Bill waiting. Pasquale, the curve is low. Two balls and one strike. One thing, they'll never call Robinson the Batman. The other day there was a bat, a couple of them, I think, out in right field. He just walked away and got the umpire to come out. Finally, Trish scooped it up with his glove and threw it over the fence. There goes Pepe. The hit and run was on again, and Robbie fouls this one off. Two balls and two strikes. Bill Robinson, according to our statistician, Bill Kane, who keeps us posted on all these little extras, and I think they're interesting. Robinson, since August the 1st, is batting over 300. There was a time when Bill, in his first 100 at-bats, was batting very close to or under 100. He got off to one of those starts, the kind, you know, where you could cut your throat or jump off the Empire State Building without thinking twice. And then he has come on very well. 2-2 the count. Sidearm curve over Robinson's head, 3-2. Well, let's see what the interim manager, Frank Crosetti, does with this one. He's got Pepitone at first, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Robinson the hitter, on deck Mike Ferraro. And the Yankees out in front, 2-0. Senators, the shortstop Brinkman, the second baseman Cullen at double play depth. Pasquale sets. There goes Pepitone, and it's ball four. Robbie takes it. Pepitone was going, but the base on balls now put Yankees at first and second with one out. Here's Mike Ferraro. Second walk given up by Pasquale. In this inning, a single to Tresh, a bloop double to Mantle, fly by Roy White. Pepitone single, driving in Mantle. And now the walk to Robinson, giving the Yankees 2 runs, runners at first and second, 1 away. And that brings the Senator bullpen to the front. Somebody up and throwing. We'll have it for you in a moment. Pasquale to Ferraro, swings and misses, strike one. Dick Bosman, right-hander, starting to throw in the bullpen for Washington. Pasquale was superb through the first three. The only man that got on base was Mantle with a base on balls, and suddenly he's given up 2 quick ones. The one-strike pitch, Ferraro takes it, throw to first, Robinson slides back. It's a nice play by Frank Howard, slipping in behind Frank Robinson. Whitey Ford, of course, responsible on that play, was yelling at Robinson to get back. Sometimes even yelling won't help. Senator infield still at double play depth. No balls, 2 strikes. Ferraro waiting. Pasquale, curve. He's out of there, and Mike knew it. A big overhand curve. First strikeout for Pasquale. Ellie Rodriguez, the batter, who flied to right in the third inning. Rodriguez 0 for 1. Flags are hanging limp at D.C. Stadium. It's a beautiful park. They move the stands when the Washington Redskins take over and play football here. They're the type of stands that swing out. And instead of having stands behind home plate area, it's open. Curveball is low to Rodriguez. Ball one. Well, the ticker tape apparently has come to life. Minnesota leading the Red Sox 1-0. Yankees are tied with Boston for third place. Yanks leading here 2-0. 1-0 pitch to Rodriguez. Strike one. 1 ball and 1 strike with 2 outs.
Pasquale to Rodriguez, high over his head. Two balls, one strike. Bosman continues to throw in the Senator bullpen. We're in the fourth. The Yankees breaking the ice with two runs. Pasquale delivers. Rodriguez winds a single to right. Pepitone around third. Here's the throw by Allier, and it's cut off by Howard. Moving to third is Robinson. The Yankees now leading 3-0. Ellie Rodriguez lined a single between Howard and Cullen into right field. The Yankees out in front 3-0 as Pepitone comes in to score. Robinson goes all the way to third. For Ellie Rodriguez, his first RBI of this year as the Yankee player. He's been up and down a lot and has caught very briefly in spots when Fernandez has gone into the service. So Rodriguez keeps the action alive with his first major league RBI. Fritz Peterson is the batter. Runners at first and third. Three runs across. The Yankees leading. Yankees shooting for 10 in a row. They go up against the league-leading Detroit Tigers tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night in Detroit. Then back to the stadium Friday night against the Red Sox. Pitch to Peterson is right in there, strike one. The last time the Fritz was up, he hit a hard line drive to the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Peterson waiting as Pasquale sets the pitch. Curve is low. One ball, one strike. Peterson has a briefcase, and in that briefcase, he carries a tape recorder. He's the busiest man in between starts I have ever seen. On planes, he's writing things. I think he's doing a thesis on something. He bunts that foul left side. One ball, two strikes. He's got a very, very active mind, does Fritz Peterson. And a very, very highly educated guy. He's got a master's degree, and he just keeps doing things all the time. I don't know what he's doing. I think it's a little above most of us, to be honest with you. Well, Sandy Alper gives me the dope. He said that Fritz is going to teach physical education, and he's getting material for lectures for the future. Curveball swung on and missed by Peterson, and the Yankees are out of there. Second strikeout for Pasquale, but the Yanks come up with three big runs on four base hits. Two men left, no Senator errors. And the score after 3.5, Yankees 3, Washington nothing.
If you're not taking part in Atlantic's big fun event, On the Go, it's not too late to join in. You can win big prizes like a new Camaro, a color TV, a luxurious mink jacket, Polaroid camera, wristwatch, even cash up to $1,000. All you have to do to play is to stop in at any participating Atlantic station. Pick up a free on-the-go coupon. Except where prohibited by law, any licensed driver can play. And you don't have to buy a thing. Each time you stop by, pick up another coupon. Keep on collecting. The more you have, the easier it is to win. Each on-the-go coupon gives you four different ways to make a winning match. Just match any one of the four sides to another on-the-go coupon and claim your prize. There are thousands of prizes to win, so you can be a winner, too. Join the fun and play Atlantic's On the Go. It's always been a good idea to keep on the go with Atlantic, and now it's a great idea to play On the Go with Atlantic.
We'll throw some scores your way. Those Tigers driving for that flag lead Oakland 5-0 after three. Kraus,
relieved by Fingers in the third, Lolich all the way, for Detroit Freehan had a two-run shot in the third. Here at D.C. Stadium, though, Tim Cullen attempts a bunt and takes it for strike one. Pulled his bat back. He was trying to draw Ferraro in. Other action, Minnesota 1, the Red Sox nothing. Pirates and the Mets scoreless after one. That's all we've got right now. Tim Cullen, right-hander, facing Peterson, the left-hander. Here it is. It's on the corner. No balls and two strikes. Nothing and two. Cullen lined a Tresh in the first inning. Defense is straight away for Cullen. Not a power hitter. Just punches out of the ball, chokes up. Ground ball to Tommy. Sort of a half hop. He's got it. Flips to Mickey. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. The Yankees are leading 3-0. Right now, let's pause for station identification.
Harry Downey asking you to join me weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. here on WGY and WGFM, Schenectady.
Brad Allier stepping in, takes a strike. Allier bounced the third and the first. Youngster hopes to play winter ball and hopes to be picked up by one of the expansion teams. Said quite a year, had 31 home runs with Buffalo and 5 here with the Senators. That's a total of 36 on the year, and that's good no matter how you combine it. The one strike delivery. Allier fouling it off. Strike two. Allier's a big guy. He's been around a while. He's 27. Been in pro ball since 1962. He's 6'3", 220 pounds. Peterson ready. The two-strike pitch to Allier. Change up. He misses as he swings. Oh, baby, he was way out in front of that one. First strikeout for Fritz Peterson. Two up and two down, and that'll bring up Frank Howard. He's got the only base hit off Fritz, a booming double off the wall in straightaway center field. Still, Frank Howard has failed to hit a home run off the Yankees this year, either in Yankee Stadium or here at D.C. Stadium. And the first one is fouled back, strike one. The Yankees and the Senators playing in their 18th ball game. Yankee Stadium, the only park this year where Howard failed to hit a home run. Fritz getting the sign from Rodriguez, and as he starts to go into his windup, Frank Howard steps out. Two out, nobody on. One strike to count. Peterson ready. Delivers, and Howard takes it outside, one and one. Peterson has given up 11 home runs in 191 innings pitched. That's inclusive right now. The 1-1 delivery, and Howard takes low and inside. Two balls and a strike. Fritz, with that 11-9 record, has an earned run average of 2.60. Shooting for number 12. 2-1 pitch. Howard swings and misses. 2-2. Peterson, two balls, two strikes, two outs on Big Frank Howard. Here it is. Inside, 3-2. Tried to slip a fastball in there. Bobby Hoffman, the third base coach, has moved out of the coaching box at third and has gone down the line and left a little for some protection. That big guy, if he hits it, he can hit him hard. Payoff pitch to Frank. Hit hard to right field. It's over Robinson's head, and this one scoops off the right field fence, and Frank Howard has his second double in two at-bats. Oh, was that hit. Ted Robinson took one step and just turned his back, knowing the ball would be over his head. It scooped the fence to the left, say about 30 feet to the left of the 380 marker out there. Oh, was it hit. Frank Howard with two doubles off Peterson. He's got the only two base hits off Fritz. For Howard, his 26th double of the year. Now Ken McMullen with two outs and Frank Howard at second. Yankees leading 3-0. McMullen pops it up right side. Mantle in foul territory. Has a shot at it. Over there, he's got it. No runs, one hit. The double by Frank Howard, his second of the afternoon, and the only two off Peterson. One man left. The score after four full innings of play, Yankees 3, Washington nothing.
Tipperillo asked the American people what they thought of the world's first menthol cigar. New Tipperillo M with menthol.
Pardon me, Punchy. I'd like a great fighter's opinion. How do you think a menthol cigar sounds?
A menthol cigar?
Oh! Hi, fans! How do you think a menthol cigar sounds?
Then we got wise and didn't mention our cigar was menthol.
Excuse me, sir. Before you go, would you like to try this new cigar?
If it's free, buddy.
Here, let me light it for you. You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
It's great.
I like it.
You really like it?
I told you, I like it. I like it. Yeah.
Great cigar.
It's cool. It's mild. What'd you say it was called again?
Well, I guess we'll have to call it the Great Taste. It sounds terrible. New Tipperillo M with menthol.
Hey, buddy, were you in a fight? You look terrible.
Going into the fifth inning, Yankees leading 3-0. Top of the Yankee batting order, Clark, Tresh, and Mantle. Yankees sent eight men to the plate in the fourth for their three runs. Senators have only two base hits, both doubles by Frank Howard, one in the second, again in the fourth. Clark hits one just foul down the first base side. That ball about a foot and a half foul. Strike one to Horace. Clark is 0 for 2, bounced to the pitcher on a check swing and then fly to left. Horace, as the game started, hitting 228. The one strike pitch, curveball, fouled off right side, and Whitey Ford lets this one go by him. Perfect weather for baseball. Mid 80s, clear skies, hardly a breath of air, and no humidity. We mention that because it's so pleasant here in the nation's capital today. What a day for tourists. Took that ride up along the Potomac on the way to the ballpark. Gee, it's just beautiful. Nobody around. Serene, quiet morning. Two-strike delivery, and Clark hits one on the fifth into center field. It drops a base hit. Horace Clark, an opening single off Pasquale. And once again, the Senator bullpen starts a little flurry of action down there. First, and Clark is back. Pasquale to Tommy Tresh. And Clark is forced back again on a throw over there. Tresh started all the activity in the fourth with a line single to right. He's one for two. Clark, big lead, another throw. I don't know whether Horace is threatening to go or just trying to have a little fun with Pasquale. Clark has 16 stolen bases. And now Clark walks over to Whitey Ford, and they have a little conference. Maybe he was misreading a sign, thinking that the steal was on. But he was taking a big, big lead. Clark still drifting off of that big lead. Pasquale to Tresh. Well hit. Howard got it, and that's all for Horace Clark. He was between Howard and the bag. Oh, that ball was hit. Clark took one step. Howard had the ball, and he just walked in. Big Frank looked at him for a few moments, went over and touched first. A double play. Two down. Well hit ball, but right to Frank Howard for the double play. Here's Mickey. Mantle hits one hard and just over the outstretched glove of Frank Howard. This time he got it by him. Mantle, who has walked, doubled, and now singled. He's two for two. On at first base with two outs, and here's Roy White. Frank Howard stretched. He can't jump much. When he stretches, it's like a little guy jumping 4 feet off the ground. All you could see, he went on his toes a little bit. I don't think he left the ground very much, but he stretched up, and he really went up there. He's got two bad ankles, and therefore he can't jump well at all and can't run very well. White hits one to left field in the air. Cap Peterson going back, sunglasses down, he's got it. For the Yankees, no runs on two hits, one left. Score after four and a half, it's the Yankees 3, Senators nothing.
Next time you drive in at any Atlantic station for gasoline, you might drive out a winner of a new Camaro, or a mink jacket, or one of thousands of other prizes. It's all part of Atlantic's great new way to match for prizes and cash. It's called On the Go. And if you're not already playing, it's not too late to start. No purchase is necessary to play or to win. Except where prohibited by law, any licensed driver can pick up an on-the-go coupon each time he visits a participating Atlantic station. And every coupon gives you not one, but four ways to win. If only one side of your coupon matches the picture on another coupon, you're a winner. That's why on-the-go is different. With four ways to win, it multiplies the fun as it multiplies your chances to make a match. You can win big prizes or even cash up to $1,000. So play On the Go. You might be the next big winner. Start collecting your On the Go coupons today.
So we get ready to go in the bottom of the fifth. The Yankees leading 3-0, looking for their 10th consecutive win, which will be a major league high this year. No other team in either the National or the American League has won more than 9 consecutive ball games. And the Yankees, the hottest team in either league. 3-0 lead. It'll be Cap Peterson leading off against Fritz Peterson. Peterson against Peterson. And no relations involved. Fritz winds up. His pitch is hit in the air to right field. Robbie should have no trouble with this. He's there, makes the catch, one out. That'll bring up Paul Casanova, who bounced a short his first time up. Senators have had just 2 base hits, and Frank Howard has both of them. And they've been the hardest balls hit in this ball game. He doubled off the center field fence, a line drive, 410 feet away. And up doubled one hop against the right center field fences next time up. Peterson's pitch, a curve outside, ball one. Bob Allison has just homered in the third inning for the Twins, and they lead the Red Sox 2-0 playing the third. Yankees got a lot of interest in the action up there at Fenway. There's a foul out of play. At this very moment, the Yankees and the Red Sox are an identical tie for third place in the American League. Tigers out in front of Oakland 5-0. Baltimore and Cleveland, no score into one. Pirates and the Mets, no score into one. The end of three, Cubs 3, Phillies nothing. Those are the only scores right now. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. The weather has just been perfect here in the nation's capital for this four-game series. Yankees fly out right after the game to Detroit. Three big games with the Tigers. A little bit high. Two balls, two strikes, the fastball just above the letters. On deck, Ed Brinkman. Peterson gets the sign from Rodriguez. His pitch high and outside, and it's a full count, 3-2. Peterson has won his last five starts. Four of them complete games. The other one would have been a complete game, but he was hit in the right wrist. A pitch by Mo Drabowski down in Baltimore had to leave the game. The payoff pitch. High fly to straightaway center. Pepitone moving under it. He's there, and he's got it. So it's two away, and the batter Brinkman, who hit back to the box his first time up. Two out, nobody on. Yankees 3. Senators nothing. A bouncer slowly to second base. Clark comes in fast up with it. Flips the mantle. They got him. Good play by Clark. Three up, three down. And the score now at the end of five full innings. The Yankees 3 and the Senators nothing.
And now at 2:45, a look at yesterday's college football scores. Tennessee and Georgia struggled to a 17-17 tie to open the season. Nebraska scored 10 points in the final period and beat Wyoming 13-10. Iowa State down Buffalo 28-10. Houston crushed Tulane 54-7. North Carolina State shaded Wake Forest 10-6. Pro football this afternoon on WGY, the Giants versus the Steelers following this game. Now, an important message from General Motors Acceptance Corporation.
When the first little thing comes into your life, it might not be easy to go out and pay cash for a car. So the General Motors dealer who uses the GMAC plan can help you finance your car, car insurance, credit, or life insurance, in the same place, at the same time, fast. Finance your car on the GMAC plan when you have your first baby, or your second, or your third, or your fourth, or your fifth.
In the top of the sixth inning, it'll be Pepitone, Robinson, and Ferraro. Camilo Pascual out on the mound was touched up for all three runs in the fourth inning. As the Yankees send eight men to the plate, Trish single, Mantle doubled him home. After White fly to right, Pepitone single, Mantle home. Robinson walked, and then Rodriguez got his first run batted in as a major leaguer. A single to right field driving in Joe Pepitone. Rodriguez. All right, here's Pepitone, whose broken bat single in the fourth drove in Mickey Mantle. Pascual's pitch to Joe, a curve outside, ball one. Frank Crisetti, the interim manager for Ralph Houk. Ralph did not get to the stadium for this ball game. They had kind of expected him today. There's a bouncer foul. Whitey Ford to his left, up with it, flips the ball back to Pascual. It's 1-1. So Crisetti, who is 3-for-3 as a manager this year, Whitey Ford coaching at first. The
windup and the 1-1 pitch, slow curve, line to right field. That's going to be in, maybe extra bases. Allier over there, up with it, and Pepitone's on with a long single in the right field corner. So Pepe now 2-for-3, and that's the seventh hit for the Yankees, and that was a high curve, something Pascual doesn't usually throw. Here's Bill Robinson flying to center in the second, walked in the fourth. In the fourth, Robinson and Pepitone. Three times Pepitone was running, and Robinson fouled two of the pitches off, and on the third time, Robbie got a base on ball. So let's see if they try the hit and run again. Frank Howard holding the bag against Pepitone. The stretch, Robbie squares to bunt, takes it low and outside, ball one. On deck, Mike Ferraro. Pascual gets the sign from Casanova. Here's the stretch. Pepe's going. The ball is fouled down the right field line. Again, they had the hit and run on. And again, Robbie fouls it off. So Pepe's getting his work out today. It's 1-1 on Bill Robinson. One ball, one strike. Stretch by Pascual. There goes Pepe. The curve is lined to left field and foul. And Pepitone, who's really getting his running in today, turns around halfway around second, heads across the infield back to first base. Well, those Tigers are red hot. Northrop Homan in the first with one on. Willie Horton in the first, his 36th of the year. And Bill Freehan in the third with one on. Mickey Lolich staked to a 5-run lead at the end of 3.5 innings. Lou Kraus started and fingers came on in the third. That's not a joke, is it, Kane? Youngster's name is Fingers. He's going to get a lot of ribbing with that name. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the name Fingers, but with a pitcher called Fingers. All right, it's 1-2 on Robbie. The pitch, curve, bounce to the... Oh, the shortstop, Brinkman throws to second. They got Pepitone. Beautiful play by Brinkman. McMullen had gone to his left, trying to snare it one-handed, went right under his glove, and Brinkman backhanded in his quick throw. Nipped Pepitone at second. They would never have been able to get Robinson at first base. So it's a fourth play, short to second. Pepitone out, Robinson at first. Here's Mike Ferraro, flying to left and struck out. Full name is Roland Fingers. Robbie at first. Ferraro well up on the plate. There goes Robinson and the ball is fouled off to the right. So the Yankees trying a lot of hit and running today. Rossetti's got the runners going. At first is Mike Ferraro, flying to left and struck out. His full name is Roland Fingers. Robbie at first. Ferraro well up on the plate. There goes Robinson and the ball is fouled off to the right. So the Yankees trying a lot of hit and running today. Rossetti's got the runners going. Batters keep fouling them off. But that's been a good play for the Yankees this year. And the two that have worked it to perfection have been Horace Clark when he's on first and Jake Gibbs when he's batting second. Pascual walks back on the grass, rubs the ball up. One strike on Ferraro, one out. Yankees lead 3-0, top of the sixth inning. The Yankees' final game of the year here at D.C. Stadium in the final game with the Senators.
The Yankees are kind of sorry to see they have no more games with Washington this year. Throw to first, Robinson back. Here's the stretch. Curve is bounced foul down the third baseline. Nothing and two. Nothing and two the count. Robinson leading off first. Pitch out, but he was not going. One ball, two strikes. You know, many times we've said that some managers and ball players pop off and it bounces back on them. Eddie Stanky did it last year about Kansas City, and they bounced back to knock them out of the pennant. Curve is bounced foul to the left of the plate. It's still one ball, two strikes. Well, early this year, we remember Dick Williams, the manager of the Red Sox, making a statement that the only two patsies, and a patsy is somebody or a team that is easy to beat, were the Washington Senators and the New York Yankees. Now, Washington has three more games to play with the Red Sox, and they are quite upset with Dick Williams' statement, and the Yankees are too. And the Yankees have six more games to play with the Red Sox, so they could very well have Mr. Dick Williams eating those words that he spoke earlier in the year. The 1-2 pitch, a bounce to short. Brinkman goes to second for one. No chance for the double play. They get the fourth play. Two men are out. Robbie out at second. Ferraro at first. The batter is Ellie Rodriguez. Fly to right in the third. Single to right in the fourth. Well, the Yankees have two fine incentives to stay in third place in the American League. Monetarily, they get a pretty good slice of that World Series share. And also to show Dick Williams that he is not the smartest manager in the world. Pitch to Rodriguez inside, ball one. Tigers scored another run in the fourth. They now lead Oakland 6-0 at the end of four. Ferraro leads away. The pitch is inside, ball two, 2-0. 3-0, the Yankees lead here in the top of the sixth. Fritz Peterson is on deck. Pascual, never a fast worker out on the mound. Rodriguez right down at the end of the bat. Pitch is low, ball three, 3-0. So let's see if Rodriguez gets the green light or not on a 3-0 count with two out. The stretch. The pitch, he's taken and it's high. Rather, it's not high. Rodriguez thought it was high. Started down to first, but John Flaherty says strike one, 3-1. And now the 3-1 pitch. Bouncing ball up the middle and through a base hit to center. Ferraro's around second. He's going to try for third. Unser's throw. And they got him. That Unser gets his 20th assist of the year. Boy, I tell you, that young man in center field charges those ground ball base hits like an infielder and really comes up throwing. And he not only has a strong arm, but very accurate. A single to center. An assist for Unser, a put out for McMullen and for the Yankees. No runs, two hits, no errors, a man left. And at the end of 5.5, it's the Yankees 3 and the Senators nothing.
Atlantic is giving away sporty new Camaros, luxurious mink jackets, plus thousands of other wonderful prizes, including color TV sets, Polaroid cameras, blenders, wristwatches, and up to $1,000 in cash. How do you get these wonderful prizes? you play Atlantic's On the Go. All you have to do is drive into any participating Atlantic station and ask for an On the Go coupon. No purchase is necessary, and except where prohibited by law, any licensed driver can win. Each time you stop at a participating Atlantic station, pick up another coupon. It's as easy as that. Match them up until you find two coupons that make a complete picture, and you're a winner. Sound easy? Well, here's something to make it even easier. Each on-the-go coupon gives you not one, but four different ways to make a match. So start collecting coupons today. Fabulous prizes could be waiting for you at any participating Atlantic station. So play Atlantic's On the Go. You could be a big winner.
For Camilo Pasquale. Billings is one for two in the big leagues. Right-hand batter. Chris Peterson into the windup. Pitch to Billings is outside, ball one. Dick played at Buffalo this year, and in 130 games, batted 276 with 11 homers and 35 RBIs. 6 feet, 1 inches tall, and 190 pounds. Swings and fouls it down past third in the left field corner. One and one. Dick Billings, who got his first Major League base hit yesterday, pinch hitting against Al Downing. Pitch is just outside, two balls and a strike. Remember, we told you about Mike Ferraro tying the record for 11 assists in a ball game for third base, and he tied Ken McMullen, who also has done it. But that would have been the 12th assist had Ferraro been able to throw Billings out. There's a foul back in the crowd. But Billings' ground ball just hit third base and kicked to the right. Ferraro fielded the ball well, but he was off balance and way in foul territory in his long throw, not quite in time. So it's 2-2 on Dick Billings. Nobody out, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth. Yankees lead 3-0. Peterson's pitch. Fly ball to center field. Pepitone is there. A little bit to his left. And one-hands it. Oh, Pepitone cut the pie on a routine fly ball. So on that, with Yankee baseball, we'll pause for station identification.
This is WGY, a General Electric Broadcasting Company station in Schenectady.
Here's Del Unser, bounced a short in the first, fly to center in the third. Peterson's pitch is over the outside corner, strike one call. Peterson leading 3-0. Curve is outside, 1-1. There's a foul out of play. Back into the seats. One ball, two strikes on Unser. One out, nobody on. Left hand hitting Del Unser. Chokes well up on the bat. Crowds that plate. And Peterson takes too much time. That's about the fourth time a batter has stepped out on Pete. Now Peterson winds. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Flipped the fastball by him, and that's strikeout number two for Fritz. It'll bring up Tim Cullen, who lined a short in the first and bounced a short in the fourth.
The first pitch to Cullen is lined to left field for a base hit. Roy White over fast, one hands it, and holds Cullen to a long single on some fine fielding by Roy White. That ball was right in the corner and hit like a bullet. But White, with that great speed, got over there, picked it up, and fired a strike to second base. That's hit number three. The batter now, Brant Allier, bounced to third in the first, struck out in the fourth. Mickey Mantle holding the bag against Tim Cullen. Allier had a home run yesterday against Downing. Big right-hand batter. Peterson's pitch, swing and a miss on a changeup, strike one. On deck, Frank Howard. Fritz Peterson working the Brant Allier. His pitch is the palm ball, and it's outside, one and one. A 1-1 count. Cullen leads off first. Peterson set. Pitch is popped up. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro, in foul territory, makes the catch, battling the sun. And for the Senators, no runs, a base hit, no errors, and a man left. And at the end of six full innings, it's the Yankees 3, the Senators nothing. We'll give you a rundown of the other scores. At the end of 4.5 innings, the Tigers 6, the A's nothing. Krause started, Roland Fingers came on in the third, Mickey Lolich going for Detroit, Jim Northrup a 2-run homer in the first, Willie Horton a solo homer in the first, his 36th of the year, and Bill Freehan a 2-run homer in the third. Minnesota leading the Red Sox 2-0, end of 3.5. Jim Cott for Minnesota. Dave Moorhead for the Red Sox. Bob Allison homered in the third. Baltimore, nothing. Cleveland, nothing, end of 2.5. Harden for the Orioles and Williams for Cleveland. California, Chicago, it'll be Messersmith against Nyman. No score there. In the National League, Pirates 1, Mets nothing, end of 3. Blast against Cardwell. Atlanta at L.A., Cincinnati at San Francisco. St. Louis at Houston, later starts. The Cubs 3 and the Phillies nothing into 5.5. Jenkins for the Cubs. Jackson started for the Phillies. James came on in the first. Adolfo Phillips homered in the second with nobody on. And now Dick Bosman comes on to do the pitching for the Senators as Pasquale worked the first six innings in which he allowed 8 base hits, walked 2, struck out 2, and allowed all 3 runs. So, Bosman coming on. He's 1-2 and lost 9. Does not have a very impressive earned run average. It's 4.04. He'll be working to Peterson, Clark, and Tresh. All right, Peterson lined to the shortstop in the third inning, struck out in the fourth. Sun shining brightly here in the nation's capital. The wind is blowing in, but it does not affect any baseballs hit here at DC Stadium. This ballpark completely encircled with high stands and well below the street level. Bill Freehan has just hit his second home run of the ballgame in the fifth with a man on. So the Tigers now are leading 8-0. Still batting in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Peterson is strike one call. Bosman's pitch is in there, strike two call. Nothing and two on Peterson. Bosman's pitch, a bouncer over the pitcher's head, coming in fast. The shortstop flipped to first. They got him. Nice play by Eddie Brinkman on a high, slow bouncer. That'll bring up Horace Clark. Hit to the box in the first. Fly to left in the third. Single to center in the fifth. So Bill Freeman has hit his 23rd and 24th homers of the year, each with a man on. Willie Horton is 36th. And Jim Northrup. Gee, how many homers Northrup got? I know he's got a lot of grand slammers, but Northrup homered in the first with one on. These Tigers are red hot, and the Yankees are going into their lair starting tomorrow night. Three night games, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday against Detroit. Robert Fischel has just joined us up here in the radio booth. The pitch to Clark, inside corner, strike one. Clark was jumping out of the way, didn't like the call. Got to ask Bob a question here about our skipper, Ralph Houk. The windup and the pitch, it's low, one and one. Bob, Ralph has not arrived yet, has he, for the game?
No, he hasn't, Bill. I imagine he'll be in Detroit tomorrow, would be my guess. But, you know, a thing like that, when you're living away from your family, there's a lot of things to settle up and to do, and I'm sure that it's difficult for Ralph to leave.
Very good, Robert. The pitch is lying to right field. Allier moving back. Turns now. He's there. Makes the catch. I imagine, too, with the Yankees winning three games while Ralph was away, if anything could make him feel better at a terrible time like that with his mother passing away, that would add a little pleasure anyway. And so Ralph maybe figures he could get that extra day at home. Crissetti, Turner, and Hagan and Ford, and the ball players all doing a great job, so he'll meet the Yankees in Detroit then for the big series with the Tigers. Tommy Tresh bounced a first, single to right, lined into a double play. Takes the pitch low, ball one. Two out, nobody on. Yankees still leading 3-0 here in the top of the seventh. Bosman's pitch is fouled back and out of play. One-on-one on Tommy Tresh. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Here's the windup. 1-1 pitch, ground ball at second base. Cullen is there. Fires to first in time. And Bosman gets the Yankees out in order here in the top of the seventh. At the end of 6.5, the Yankees 3, the Senators nothing.
When you play Atlantic's on the go, you play to win. And the prizes you can win are fabulous. Prizes like a new Camaro, a color TV, a mink jacket. But on the go has something else going for it besides big prizes. On the go is four times as exciting as other big prize awards because on the go gives you four ways to win. Each on the go coupon has four sides. Each side has a part of a different picture. Match any one of these four sides to another on-the-go coupon for a complete picture, and you're a winner. Lots of prizes, lots of cash. Easy to play, and no purchase is required to qualify, just your driver's license. And except where prohibited by law, you can stop at any participating Atlantic station as often as you like to pick up another on-the-go coupon. Atlantic wants you to win, so get in on the fun and get in on the prizes. Or to put it another way, get on the go with Atlantic.
Well, we get ready for the bottom of the seventh with the Yankees leading 3-0, and Big Frank Howard will lead off. He doubled off the center field fence in the second and doubled on one hop off the right center field fence in the fourth. 2 for 2. Senators have 3 hits. Frank with 2 and Tim Cullen with the other one. And remember, this is the only club that Howard has not homered against this year, either in Yankee Stadium or D.C. Stadium. And this man deserves a lot of credit playing under a lot of pain. Peterson's pitch outside, ball one. Pepitone with his arms way up in the air, waving them. Pitches it deep to left field, but foul. way up in the air and back into the seat, but that was way up there and foul. 1-1 on Frank Hall. 7,787 paid attendance here today. So it's 1-1 on Frank Howard. Senator fans haven't had too much to root about besides Howard this year. Peterson's pitch is hit in the air to right field. Bill Robinson moves in, shading his eyes under it, and takes it. So they get Frank Howard out, and it's one away. The batter, Ken McMullen, fly to center in the second, pops to first in the fourth. McMullen the batter, Cap Peterson on deck. Peterson's pitch is high, ball one. Ellie Rodriguez doing the catching today. Frank Fernandez up military duties this weekend, along with Steve Whitaker. And Jake Gibbs with a bad right knee, so Rodriguez pressed in the service. And Ellie, not too long ago, had a split finger catching for Syracuse. Fouled back and out of play. One on Ken McMullen. And Peterson decides he wants a new baseball. So John Flaherty flips him one. Fritz rubs up the new ball. Gets the sign. The 1-1 pitch is hit deep to left field. That one's gone. Oh, he creamed that one. Off the back wall of the bullpen. A home run for Ken McMullen. And for McMullen, his 20th of the year, his 59th run batted in, is the 3-1 ball game. He really hit that one. Over the 381-foot sign, deep against the wall. So it's now the Yankees 3, Senators 1, one out, bottom of the seventh. Here's Cap Peterson, bounced to third and fly to right. And boy, with that home run, the Yankee bullpen getting ready, and it looks like Lindy McDaniel up there. The pitch to Cap Peterson, low ball one. Cap bounced to third, fly to right. The 1-0 pitch on the outside corner, 1-1. On deck, Paul Casanova. One out, nobody on. Pitch is lined to left center field, and it's going to be in for a base hit. Right up with it, wheels and fires to second and holds Peterson to a long single. Two fine defensive plays by Roy White. He held Tim Cullen to a long single in the sixth, and here he holds Peterson to a long single in the seventh. That's hit number five off Fritz, and he's been hit pretty hard here in this inning. So Rodriguez wants to go out and talk with Peterson. Probably got a sign from the bench to go out there. Delay a little bit to give McDaniel time to loosen up. And now Jim Turner, pitching coach, is going out to talk with Fritz Peterson. Jim taking a very slow walk out there. He's not one of the running types. Casanova will be the batter. If you look at the scoreboard again while Jim Turner's talking with Peterson, I told you Detroit is leading 8-0 playing the bottom of the fifth. Northrop Bowman with a man on, Horton with nobody on, and Freeman twice, each with a man on. Minnesota leads Boston 2-0 now at the end of four. Allison home it. Baltimore nothing, Cleveland nothing, end of three. In the National League, Pirates 1, Mets nothing, end of three. Cubs 3, Phillies nothing, end of 5.5. Those are the only scores right now.
All right, Casanova steps in. He is bounced to short and fly to center. Mantle holding the bag against Peterson. Stretch by Fritz. Pitch to Casanova. Line to center field, but right at Pepitone. Boy, that ball was hit. Pepe backing up how to make the catch just in front of the center field fence. And they have hit some shots off Fritz Peterson here in the seventh inning, but it's two out, and the batter, Eddie Brinkman. Brinkman hit back to the box in the third, bounced to second in the fifth. Looks like a pinch hitter moving out on deck. Hank Allen is coming up to bat for Eddie Brinkman. Hank Allen batting 221 on the year, has two doubles, two triples, a homer, and seven RBI. Hank, the brother of Richie Allen of the Phillies. So there are two outs. It was funny, Allen was swinging the bat left-handed, but he is a right-hand batter. And now Jim Chen is coming out, and that's all for Fritz Peterson. This is his second trip to the mound. So Chen is not taking any chances. Lindy McDaniel is going to come on. And I guess Jim Chen figured as hard as Peterson was getting hit this inning and only one run in, that he better get Fritz out of there and bring in the forkball specialist, Lindy McDaniel. So Fritz Peterson works a total of 6 2/3 innings, which he allowed 5 base hits. Again, did not walk a man. That kept Fritz out of jams. He struck out 2 and has allowed 1 run. So Lindy McDaniel will be coming on. So McDaniel, with an earned run average of 1.61, has 1-3, lost 1. He has been credited with 8 saves. This will be his 20th appearance of the year. He's worked a total of 44 2/3 innings, allowed just 26 hits, walked 11, and struck out 39. He has only allowed 8 earned runs and has given up 4 homers. And here's the switch now. Bernie Allen batting for Hank Allen. Bernie, a left-hand batter, will be coming up to bat for the right-hander, Hank Allen. Now, we've been telling you about the great Yankee pitching, and this will be the first relief pitcher used by the Yankees in the last 7 games. The last 6 were complete games, and it's only the second time in the last 10 games. And Lindy McDaniel relieved in the one of the games that it was necessary to bring in a relief pitcher. And in that game that McDaniel relieved Al Downing, he became the winning pitcher. Remember when Charlie Smith hit the game-winning homer in the bottom of the ninth with 2 outs? So Lindy McDaniel comes on. And Bernie Allen, as we told you, now batting for Hank Allen. Bernie's batting 237, has 9 doubles, 3 triples, 2 homers, and 38 RBI. So the Yankees lead 3-1, but the potential tying run is at the plate. Rodriguez loosening up Lindy McDaniel. So Detroit finally came up with 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth, and they lead Oakland 9-0. And they're getting hot just at the time that the Yankees are moving into Detroit. All right, McDaniel has completed his warm-up tosses, and Bernie Allen steps in. At first base, Cap Peterson. Stretch by McDaniel. His pitch is a check swing. It tipped the bat, strike 1. He did not swing, but as he tried to check it, it just ticked the bat. Rodriguez caught the ball. Two men are out. All right, Lindy sets. Kicks and delivers, and it's a bouncer off the plate right back to McDaniel. He's got it. Flips to Mantle in time for the out. So Lindy McDaniel comes in, serves up a specialty of fourth balls, and gets Bernie Allen to bounce back to him. For the Senators, a run on two hits. No Yankee errors and a man left. And at the end of seven full innings, the Yankees 3, the Senators 1.
Here's baseball's favorite feathery fan, the White Owl girl.
Hi, Joe.
And you're at every ball game. You must really love the ball players.
Well, I prefer the ones who smoke White Owl. Like him, over there in the bullpen warming up.
Good man. Saved over a dozen games last year.
He can play on my team anytime. He knows how to take life big. Prefers the satisfying White Owl New Yorker. The big cigar for the big moment.
But he smokes them even when he doesn't win.
There's more to life than baseball, Joe.
Like what?
Like knowing how to look good off the playing field. A White Owl does that for a man. Take the tall, slim White Owl Ranger.
I do. Just great. The right shape, the right taste.
Or the mellow White Owl Invincible. The cigar that makes you feel that way.
How?
It just does. You know, you get a lot more from a White Owl.
Well, for the Senators, Tim Cullen moves from second base to shortstop. Brinkman was taken out for a pinch hitter, and Bernie Allen, who pinch hit, remains in the game at second. The batter is Mickey Mantle. Mickey's 2-for-2. He walked in the first, double a left in the fourth to drive in the first Yankee run of the game, and single a right in the fifth. And Mickey looking for home run number 535. Bosman into the windup. Pitch to Mantle. A little bit low, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. In there, strike called, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Low and away. Two balls and a strike. On deck, Roy White. The 2-1 pitch to Mickey. A little bit high. Three balls and a strike. Mick steps out of the batter's box, flexing the right leg. Sometimes when he takes that stride and then checks his swing, the leg gives in a little bit. He'll be going for the downs on this one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer over the pitcher's head. The shortstop calling up with a throw to first in time. One away. Pitch was away from Mickey, and he tried to pull it and just did bounce it over the pitcher's head, but he was thrown out. Here's Roy White. Roy is 0-for-3 so far. Fly to center, fly to right, and fly to left. Not too many games this season has Roy White gone without at least one base hit. Pitch to White. On the outside corner, strike call. The pitch is lined as his base hit in the right center field. Roy White lining a single to right center. He always comes up with at least that one base hit. One reason he's keeping his average up there. Came into the game batting .276. Will probably stay right there. Here's Pepitone. Joe's 2-for-3. Bounced to second. Singled to right center and single to right. He's driven in a run and scored a run. So one out, Roy White with 20 stolen bases. We might see a little action here. Yankees want to add an insurance run if they can. Stretch by Bosman. There goes White. The pitch is inside. Throw to second, and they got him. A beautiful throw by Paul Casanova to Tim Cullen, and he threw that so hard it stung Cullen's hand. He's got the glove off now. So White is thrown out. That Casanova has got some arm. The pitch to Pepitone was a ball. There are two out. And a new ball is thrown out to Dick Bosman. Two out now, nobody on. The pitch to Pepe has popped up. The shortstop, Cullen, backing up. On the outfield grass, makes the catch. Well, Bosman gets out of it. No runs, a base hit, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 7.5, it's the Yankees 3, the Senators 1. Casey Stengel is a very funny fellow.
Think back to the last time you had a couple of cold glasses of beer. Did the flavor start to fade in the second glass and let you down even further in the third? Well, maybe it's time you switch to Schaefer. Schaefer delivers flavor that never fades, pleasure that comes through loud and clear, glass after glass. You try it, and you'll agree.
Schaefer is the one you have when you're having more than one.
The action starts tomorrow with the opening of the Berkshire County Fair. Post time tomorrow at 1:30 starts a week of Perry Mutual Thoroughbred Racing. 10 races daily with Daily Double and Perfecta. There's action everywhere. Exciting midway spectacular auto thrill show. Agricultural exhibits. 5 Ming stalls given away free. Play the action all next week at Berkshire County Fair. Berkshire Downs, Route 20, Hancock, Massachusetts, 6 miles west of Pittsfield. Gates open at 10 a.m.
We're going to have another pinch hitter for the Washington Senators. Ed Stroud, batting 245, has 10 doubles, 10 triples, 4 homers, and 23 RBI. A left-hand batter will face Lindy McDaniel here in the bottom of the eighth with the Yankees leading 3-1. Pirates now leading the Mets 3-0 at the end of 4. The end of 7, Cubs 3, Phillies nothing. The end of 1, Angels nothing, White Sox nothing. The end of 4, Cleveland 1, Baltimore nothing. I don't know who to root for in that game. You know, you get a little greedy. The Yankees now in third, or tied for third. Got an outside chance of catching Baltimore for second. But they still want to stay ahead of Cleveland. What a dilemma. Minnesota leading the Red Sox 2-0, end of 5. Here's the first pitch to Ed Stroud. It's over the outside corner, strike one call. The Tigers are winning 9-0 now. The end of 5. The one strike pitch. A bouncer to first base. They're going to have to hurry to get Stroud. Mantle throw to McDaniel in time by a step. Mickey knew he had to hurry that. It looked like he got his throwing hand in the way of that ball. Might have fielded that ball barehanded as he... kind of nibbles at his finger. One out. And here's Dillinger, 0-for-3. Bounces short, fly to center, struck out. McDaniel's pitch, swing and a miss at the fourth ball, strike one. He missed that one by at least a foot. Daniel gets the sign from Rodriguez. The one strike pitch. He was going to bunt, but it's high and outside. 1-1. On deck, Tim Cullen. Now the 1-1 delivery. A little bit low, ball 2-1. In on the infield grass at third. He bunts it, but foul. And that's something Unser has been doing all year. against the Yankees anyway, the only time we see him. He's very fast and looks like he could be a good bunter, but he's moving too quickly, and the batter's at an angle, and he keeps fouling them outside the third base line. Nellie Fox, who is a fine bunter, I'm sure can get this young man in tow, either during the winter or in spring training, and teach him how he bunted, raises average about 20 points. There's a fourth ball high, and it's a full count, 3-2. Hunter is not a power hitter, and what an asset that would be if he could learn to bunt like Nellie Fox. Nellie could lay him down on a dime. One on, opening on, Yankees lead 3-1. Here's the payoff pitch. Hard grounded to short. Tresh has it on one hop. Fires to Mantle. In time, a good stretch by Mickey. So it's two away, and it brings up Tim Cullen, who lined to short in the first, bounced to short in the fourth, single to deep left field in the sixth. Tim Cullen the batter with two out, nobody on. McDaniel shakes off one sign. He's ready. His pitch is low and away, ball one. On deck, Brant Allier. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Right down the middle. Strike called. 1-1. Cullen, a right-hand batter, chokes up. The 1-1 pitch is hit deep to left field. Way back there, right back to the fence. He leaps, can't get it. It's a home run for Tim Cullen. And it's now a 3-2 ball game. Tim Cullen tickled a high fastball just over the reach of Roy White, who got back to the fence. Leaped high, just couldn't get it. Went into the center of the bullpen. That's the fifth home run that Lindy McDaniel has allowed this year. And for Tim Cullen, that's only his third homer of the year. And now with two out and nobody on, Brant Allier is the batter. Allier has five homers this year. Today he is 0 for 3, bounced the third, struck out, popped the third. Pitch by McDaniel. Low, ball one. So the long ball hurting the Yankees today. Ken McMullen homered off Chris Peterson in the seventh. Tim Cullen here off McDaniel in the eighth. The 1-0 pitch, low and away, ball two, 2-0. And now the Yankee bullpen getting ready again as Steve Hamilton gets up. Senators will be bringing in a new pitcher. Stroud batted for Bosman. Two balls, no strikes on Allier. Daniel's pitch is right in there. Strike call, 2-1. Lindy ready again. Kicks, delivers, a foul. Back on the screen and out of play. So that evens the count at 2-2. You know Jim Northrop has just homered in the sixth inning at the fifth homer. Northrop is two, Freeman is two, and Willie Horton has one. Ground ball is short. Tresh has a nice play. Throw to first. High, but Mantle tags a beautiful play by Mickey. Holy cow. Tresh made an excellent play catching that bad hop on the edge of the outfield grass. His throw was high. Mantle leaped high, caught the ball in the same motion, tagged on you. Brilliant play by Tresh and Mantle, but the Senators come up with a run on one hit. No errors, nobody left. And at the end of eight full innings, it's the Yankees 3, the Senators 2.
Atlantic does more than keep your car on the go. Now, Atlantic may even give you the car free. They're giving away brand new Camaros plus other great prizes. Even cash up to $1,000. All you have to do for a chance to win these great prizes is play on the go. No purchase is necessary to win. Except where prohibited by law, any licensed driver can pick up an on-the-go coupon each time he visits a participating Atlantic station. And every coupon gives you not one, but four ways to win. If only one side of your coupon matches the picture on another coupon, you're a winner. That's why on-the-go is different. With four ways to win, it multiplies the fun as it multiplies your chances to make a match. So what'll it be for you? A new command.